Nicki Minaj, Childish Gambino, and Bridget Kelly drop new visuals. James Barmore is in studio talking about his new project and going to give us a live performance. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Lives. The beat.
I'm in my prime, optimist, Sagittarius, so you know I'm an optimist. Man, keep it all real, I'm a prophetess, okay. So at least you took an L off your bucket list. It's time to make hits and it's time to diss. How you still diss and still can't find some hits? Okay. Was it worth it, dummy? I ain't mind a bit. Still on that show, getting no chips, time to dip. I'm still fly, just bagged a white guy, okay. Bitchy like guy, and I still eat Thai.
Want the Nicki cheat code? Come on, bitch, nice try.
Let's be real, what you bitches wanna look like me? When the beat and demand get booked like me? When I run up in the lab and cook like me? But ain't me and you hoes pussy good like me? Pussy so good his ex wanna still fight me. Face so pretty, bitches wish they could slice me. She just mad cause he never bought a ice like me. I cut all my niggas off, but they would still wife me. Rap bitches tell a team, make them like Barbie. Had to come
Nicki Minaj,
IG,
Barbie
so
Ting. She dropped that with the Chung Lee video. I lost my mind because I came home late one night and I just seen it and I was like, what? So, you know, we've been talking about this for weeks.
Yes.
Her drop, getting ready to drop the song. She dropped the song. She was releasing these little teasers for the
right.
Chung Lee.
Highly anticipated.
And then the Chung Lee video came out much different than I thought it was going to be. It was a little bit of Fast and the Furious meets Tekken.
I don't know what
was it Tekken?
Was.
Street Fighter. With a little bit of Tekken, I would say.
Right, because the looks and the lights and the things of that nature.
So what was you thinking? Let's separate the two, because I got to say,
right.
View-wise, first of all, look, see, I just get so excited. Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio. Unfortunately, Queen couldn't be here. Shout out to Queen.
We miss you, girl.
Yeah, and we got James Barmore in the building.
What's up?
He's back. You guys might have run a year. Cherry bomb.
It was May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, that I dropped the video. So it has been a year. Crazy.
Okay. All right. So rewind before we talk about your new project,
right.
Nicki project.
Yeah.
So
let's get into her.
Chung Lee video hit with 19 million views.
Mm-hmm.
This Barbie Ting's video hit with 9 million. I'm assuming she released them both at the same time to kind of see which one was gonna bite.
Yeah,
I felt like she was pushing harder for the Chung Lee one. I enjoy both of the songs.
Okay.
I think that they are both very Nicki-esque on two different polar.
Mm-hmm.
The visuals.
They're commercial Nicki-esque. Like, they're not old school Nicki-esque.
See, with Chung Lee, I get a taste of it. I mean, obviously we get the elevated, the evolved Nicki, but I feel like Chung Lee was a little more of the, okay.
And I did like Chung Lee as far as the song better than I did Barbie Ting's.
The song.
Right. But the visual, I like Barbie Ting's better than I did Chung Lee.
I agree 100%. Actually, when I first listened to it, I liked Barbie Ting's lyric first. Then I started getting more into Chung Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie Ting's, I like it because it's a full diss towards coming at Remy Ma.
Okay.
Chung Lee, I think, is just like, hi, bitches, like, I'm here.
Right.
Like, I don't care who you are. Chop, 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 chop,
give
chop.
Give you looks, give you sass, give you drama.
Yeah.
Give you...
Now, with the video, because we saw some of the dancing clips that were coming out. We didn't really get a lot of dancing in the video. Which...
Even her teasers, like the teasers that she was doing, like if she would have included some of that in Chung Lee, like I think that would have
given it
another dimension like she did in Barbie Ting's. Like I was happy to see Nicki starting to incorporate movement, her doing movement.
I feel like this is the best we've ever actually seen.
You know
her
what I'm saying?
Move.
Like instead of, you know, all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying, that she did for what was that, Feeling Myself with B. Like that was cute, but girl, you're giving a real 5, 6, 7, 8. Now.
Yes.
You know,
like,
what I'm
saying? We're getting a little count.
Right.
There.
We're getting
like,
a little count. So that was cute.
With the Chung Lee, for me, the disappointment was, and maybe it was just because of the visual, I felt like the video made the song slow. Where when I hear the song, I just am like going through the
you going
I'm
through
shopping,
it.
I'm growing down the grocery, my grocery cart, just kicking things.
Right.
Like, and then I watched the video and I'm like, waiting. Ooh, that's a cute look.
Right.
Ooh, that's a cute look.
Right.
And I just feel like at the end of it, I was like, okay, it was a cute look.
But what else?
Where was the Chung Lee? Where was the action part? Where was Nicki stepping on bitches' throats? That's where I was. Now, the Barbie Ting's video, I felt like she was like, let me just serve tranny realness throughout the entire thing. And I felt it really delivered.
Okay, no tea, no shade. But I need to know, in your opinion, when she has on this Fendi situation and these hips, do you think that's her? Do you think?
I think it's mostly her. I think it's a little accentuated.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
But yes, I mean, I think Nikki's body is actually like insanely crazy.
She's thick.
Yeah, because, okay. And mostly because the Met Gala, did you see any of the pictures?
I did.
So I hated her outfit. I really didn't like
it. Honestly, I have to agree.
I felt like Cardi B wore Nicki Minaj's outfit.
Cardi looks so good.
She looks so good, but it actually looked like something like, well, that's a Nicki outfit.
I could see that.
That's where I was. I was, from afar, I thought it was Nicki, and then I looked up close, I was like, oh. And then I saw what Nicki had on, and I was like, and I think Nicki's outfit didn't look good because it was too much material, and she's thick in certain places, so it just looked mother-esque. And not in the mother way that we need.
Right, not like, in the queen.
It looked like Mother Goose. But either way, I'm here for it. With the Met Gala, we saw her and Cardi B talking.
Right. I know that was a gag. It sent Twitter into a frenzy.
And I'm here for it. I am hoping Nicki's going to, said she's going to drop her album.
Right. Queen, June 15th.
Ew.
Right.
It's less than a month away. And I'm just hoping, I'm crossing my fingers that her and Cardi are going to surprise us with something.
Right.
Because that would gag the hip-hop culture,
yeah,
I think.
Definitely.
Especially with female hip-hop artists, because I don't think anyone would expect Nicki to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love if they really were milking this whole beef thing.
Right. And making money out of it.
Because, Nicki, don't let me believe that you actually went on a radio interview and cried about that.
Right.
Because that would disappoint me in so many ways.
Don't disappoint Jesse Child.
Please don't. Okay. I'm out here rooting for you.
Right. We are rooting for you.
Throw my iPad.
I should never have to write so my voice like
this. All right. Well, look at that. I got me a great co-host today, huh?
Look, I'm here. I do it well.
Sorry, Queen. We'll see you next week. No. all right. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Queen. All right. Next video is August Green featuring Brandy.
I've heard a lot about this, but I have not seen it, so I'm kind of excited.
All right. The song is called Optimistic. Let's take a look. Listen to the beat and then how Brandy sings on, like,
as long as you keep your head to the sky, be optimistic. When in the midst of sorrow, you can see up when looking down. A brighter day tomorrow will bring. You hear the voice of reason telling you this cannot weigh me down. No matter how our reality seems, just hold on.
August Green featuring Brandy Optimistic. She had a mixtape out, and this, the way she sings on this, it just, I don't know why, it reminds me of this song called Sweet Nothings.
Mm.
Do you remember that mixtape she came out with?
Mm-mm.
I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. What did you think?
Yo, that low key, low high key made me emotional. Like... You got August Green, you got Brandy. I saw Robert Glasper in there, who's a dope, dope musician and writer. And then Common, like, giving bars? What?
Like, real.
Yeah, you could have just let that play, and then I didn't have to perform today. I didn't have to do anything else.
And so make sure you guys check out the full video and get into it. It's just one of those songs that you, literally, I was playing it for my boyfriend last night, and I said to him, I was like, oh, tell me what you think of this song. And he was like, yeah, I like it. Because I always kind of like get a group of videos and I'll see like mm-hmm. what people are kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, so are we going to watch the whole thing? Because I got zoned into it. I
right,
was like, well,
right.
I'm not, my bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's and one the of thing is,
this song has been out. You know what I'm saying? This is like a newer rendition of this song. So I was like, even when I had saw the title, I was like, okay, maybe this is just something of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Essence, why I hadn't listened to it, but I didn't know it was a remake of... the original Optimistic. So I love it. Like, I love how Brandy didn't do too much.
Yep.
She gave it the credit and the due that it needed. And I...
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Have you heard of Bridget Kelly?
I have not.
Okay.
You just educate me on everything today.
Oh, all right. We'll get into her because she got this... well, before I get into her album and all that, but this song... It's called In the Gray.
In the Gray.
Just get into
gray
it.
Gray Zone?
Yes. Mm. It's a little bit of both.
All right.
So you don't really want a serious commitment and everything I wanted. You say you want it different. I know you wanna see me act the fool. I know you got some shit you trying to prove. I know you trying to catch me slipping too. But let me see some truth come out of you. Pressed for a title. No. You ain't gotta put your hand on the Bible. No. I guess I just need to know what it is. In case someone asks me, I know what to say. Instead of I don't know where we stand. I ain't your woman and you ain't my man. And I'm gonna leave if you won't stay. I don't wanna get stuck in the gray. Stuck in the gray, yeah, yeah. Stuck in the gray. Another liar,
no.
And I'm already lit, babe. I don't need another lighter,
no.
But that's what I get for playing it cool. But baby, I'm peeping how you move. I know you heard what TLC do. Well, shit, baby, I'm a creep too. Keep it all between me and you, but I need TLC too. And maybe just a little more attention. Try a little love and affection. I still ain't pressed for a title. Put your hand on the Bible, and I just need to
Bridget
know
Kelly
what it
in the
gray.
Is.
Hey,
lyrically, shit is fire.
Yep.
Live.
And just even the way she flows on it, just
yes.
Like, I'm obsessed. This album's called Reality Bites. Make sure you guys check it out. Available everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This for me was the, and of course it's the single she released. It was the song.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed in music videos lately, though.
Chow, you ain't got to tell me because
I'm like, this looked like Don Jr. did this, like, how many years ago?
I don't believe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like what Carrie Hilson tried to do, and the label's like,
but
look, all right, we'll give you an extra $1,000.
I feel like, in her defense, it's okay because it forces you to focus on what she's saying rather than what's going on.
Okay, we get
video.
A little her.
Right.
And it's gray, so we can be like, okay.
But
and
yeah,
it's simple
this is like
him.
The pinnacle of situationships right now. Like, I feel like she's saying, I have a big ass heart, but miss me with the bullshit. Like, either you're gonna do it, or you're not gonna do it. Either way, I'm good.
You she know said, I'm lit already, I don't need a lighter.
Period. Which where?
Yeah.
I love that.
So shout out to Bridget Kelly.
Add that to the playlist.
Okay. All right. You guys can follow me on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Plan. You can see all the little music video music that I be downloading and playlists I be creating.
Will do.
All right. So you're going to perform Nectar for us later in the show.
I am.
But here we have a video.
Yes. So this is
a lyric video.
This is a lyric video visual that I made for Nectar, student directed by one of my good friends, Alyssa Hall, who is attending, if not close to graduating, from the Arts Institute over in Hollywood, over in Ohio. Shout out to Alyssa and the team, as well as Enrage, my team, because I officially got signed this year as well. So woo-woo.
Congratulations.
So yeah, we're just working, making things happen.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so now this is off the album Chromatic Spectrum.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Which, when you were in here last time, you were talking about working on.
Yes.
You can't remember, you came in with all the crystals.
The crystal. I still got a few on, you know what I'm saying? Not too.
He said he had to tone it down.
I did. I felt like it was just so much. Yeah. Not the crystals, just the, right. I want it to be regular, jugular, smegular today.
All right, man, well, we love you anyway that you come. All right, so let's take a look at this and then let's talk about cool. about the album.
Yeah, yeah.
Hear me, this no time restriction. My mind is vivid with the things that I want, but actions speak louder than words. Feelings increase, senses going crazy, holding nothing. Energy is alive, ready to collide. There's no need to worry, don't have to feel my fantasy. No, don't want your money, prove your worth and tell me who's your baby. Tell me again, baby, go deeper. Promise it only gets sweeter to taste. Oh, the nectar we made, take me higher. Take me deeper, baby. Take me higher.
Yeah, yeah.
Take me deeper. Hands on me. Take what you want. I hear you talking, turning me up. Give me a taste of your forbidden fruit. You see my caution, you still proceed. You smell my fragrance, basic instinct is to have me just how you want me. Right here in this moment, you tell me quietly. No need to worry.
Nectar. Now, remind me, you dance background?
Yes. So I dance and choreograph. I didn't start dancing until like college.
Okay.
But
now, yeah. Is that girl the Alyssa girl?
No.
Okay. Because this girl's real cute.
You know. What I mean? That's my baby, Lainey Bowers. She is now in New York. She stayed out here, but she's in New York doing her thing. So okay. Her and then the other gentleman, Tay White. He's also a good friend of mine, filmmaker, dancer, doing his thing as well. So we're just trying
creative
to be great together.
Helping each other, yes. You know what I mean? Doing it. All right, so Nectar, why do we want to put a visual to this song? I mean, this song is dope.
Yeah.
As it's so organic, the sound of it. It brings me back to that good feeling when music used to mm-hmm. really hit you.
Mm-hmm.
And right when the 90s turned over to the 2000s. why this song specifically?
So Nectar, I mean, honestly, truly, I wouldn't lie to you.
Truly.
I wanted, well, I'm probably still going to, nudge, hint, wink, wink at my label, make visuals for all of the tracks.
Okay.
So this was just visual number two that I decided to make in reference to the song. But yeah, that's really why. I just want another visual.
Anything, so Chromatic Spectrum, talk to us about that title.
Yes, yeah, so rewind to a year ago when I was talking about this. Chromatic Spectrum was all about the first five energies and chakra points that every person has. So the cherry bomb one was for the heart chakra. Nectar was for the orange or the sacral chakra, which is creativity, sensuality, sexuality. Yellow was the self-acknowledgement. Blue was the throat chakra. And red was the root chakra or your groundedness. So I took all five of those characteristics in the chakra points and made my own interpretations and song reference to create this project. So it was definitely something that required a lot of me internally as far as growth was concerned. But I'm glad that I was able to take the journey to create something.
And how hard was it for you? Because, so that's such a... When you're talking about these chakras, mm-hmm. it's such a personal journey.
Yeah.
And it can take you in so many different ways.
Right.
So for you, how did you creatively select the songs that were going to represent mm-hmm. these? You know, was that a difficult process for you, or did they all just kind of naturally?
Honestly, my creative process is very natural. It's very sometimes it's very spur of the moment as far as inspiration. It can come from anything, and other times it's just really looking deep within to myself, reflecting and seeing, okay, what have I learned? What can I share and express? Because that's my whole thing as an artist, like transparency. Transparency is the best form of communication because people can relate to things that they relate to.
Amen.
You know what I mean? So even if you check my social media or anything that you see, like, I want to be behind the doors who you see on social media. Like, I don't want to, it's not two separate entities, it's not two different things. Like, who I am is who I am, mm-hmm. and what I present is what I present. So, yeah.
Which song for you, after creating the project and kind of putting it out there, mm-hmm. Did you look at differently? Did you feel like, okay, this is how I created it, mm-hmm. or if any, mm-hmm. this is how I created it, this is the mind process, and then now you see kind of the reaction of people, and now as you listen to it,
yeah.
are there any songs that make you?
Well, the three, when I go and look at like any of the music platforms that are usually like starred or highlighted or anything like that, are Nectar, Sunshine, which is the yellow chakra, and then Not the Cowardly Lion. And for me, my personal favorite out of the track out of the EP was Not the Cowardly Lion, because that was just a very personal thing. And then for people to actually acknowledge that within themselves,
it shows the transparency.
Yo, like, and it's literally everything that I stand for. So to receive that confirmation and to receive that, like, yo, I hear what you're saying, and I see it in myself, it's all I can ask for.
So for the visuals that you are putting out there, so like when I see this lyric video, mm-hmm. I see the colors. And to me, when I hear Chromatic Spectrum, right. and we're talking about the chakras,
right.
that's obviously something that's important.
Yes.
And I know you did your little wink wink to so ideally, in a perfect world,
right.
where would you, is that something that each, because it almost gives me like a sense of like, now we're talking about the Cowardly Lion,
mm-hmm.
and the Wizard of Oz, is it almost like each one will have its own color representation?
Yeah, because even the EP itself, it's a general theme, but none of the tracks sound the same,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So every visual, in accordance to the track, will have its own life. You know what I mean? It'll still intertwine, and you'll still see things that are connected. But at the same token, its messages, within the messages of the music that I'm putting out, that I want to express. Like for Nectar, yes, it's very sexy. It's very like, ooh, baby maker. But I wanted to talk about the importance of gender and not necessarily defining myself,
mm-hmm.
To being gay, being bisexual, being pansexual, like girl, I'm me. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? But in order for people to understand that, you know, you have to put it in a vehicle, in something that people can understand, which mm-hmm. is essence why I had both the male and the female dancer, but we're zhuzhing together, you know what I'm saying? So some people be like, oh, he might be bi, he might be this, but no, it's just, it's energy. It's masculine energy and defined energy. And feminine energy, excuse me, which every individual has. It's mm-hmm. just, it comes out a different way.
It's six.
It's
the way you look at it.
Just to say it's six.
All right, you know, it's sex all over with the fruit. And yeah. That's why I just saw the fruit.
It reminds me of, what's that movie? Sausage Party.
Not where I was going to go with it.
But I know that was far left, sorry.
That's fine. We can stick with that one. Now, you said you're already working on a new project.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, being signed, is that frustrating for them? Where it's like, well, wait, do you want to put the visuals out? Or you're working on a new project, or is it just...
Well, we're literally just starting the process. So, we're, you know, solidifying what we want to create.
Do you have a theme? Because it's like, I always look at it like eras when it mm-hmm. comes to artists. So, mm-hmm. it's like... Right now, we're in the chromatic era. Like, yeah. There's a spectrum here
right.
that we haven't completed. Mm-hmm. So, have you completed it internally enough to where... Bitch, I already know where we're going for the rest of this era, and I'm already on the journey for the next one.
Yeah.
Is that mindset?
Well, yes and no. And I say yes because... I already have at least 4 albums laid out. But that's just me being me.
The guy is.
Right. But the no comes in where you never know how things are going to turn out. You never know how the universe is going to set things up or how things may change. Or you just
Which
need
one
to.
Which one you should put out before the other.
And you just kind of learn to be fluid and not necessarily have so much control over everything, especially in reference to music and creativity, because what you think people want to hear may not be what the people need to hear.
Is that something... What did you learn with this album?
I learned artistically that... I learned my voice and my person as an artist. Like, I feel like I am so inspired by... And so consistently inspired by so many artists and so many various things, but never really took the moment to be like, okay, who is James Barmore?
Mm.
And James Barmore is actually, you know, a culmination of all the things that I've learned... but then taking it and applying it to myself. And some people may find nostalgia in that, like you said about Nectar. And some people may find that it's something that they've never heard before or that they can't pinpoint it to anything else.
Yep.
And I'm happy with that. Like, as long as I can be me and, oh, you sound like such and such. No, I'm just me.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Amen. You sound like you, but you can cross the times.
Right, right. And music should be universal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Music should be something that everybody can relate to. And I want to be referenced. I want to be respected, not famous. You know what I mean? Be the Stevie Wonders.
Doing it for the art.
Doing it for the art, but still reaching out to the people because mm-hmm. they're just as important as the art is itself. You know what I mean? I want the people to grow through the art.
Mm-hmm. And transparency is a really important thing, especially I just feel like with the transition of 2017 into 18, I noticed that in a lot of people.
Yes.
Is that they're accepting transparency more.
A lot of artists are doing that. A lot of artists are introducing themselves in new lights.
Community, we're yes. doing it. And I think it's translating mm-hmm. through music because it's finally like, no, it's okay. You can take the curtain down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can be you. And that's a scary
mm-hmm. it's vulnerable
at times.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're putting yourself out there on a level where it's like, okay, I was putting myself out there artistically.
Yeah.
I didn't care what people thought about the art because then I was still me in the back.
Right.
But now when you're actually stepping out,
right.
you know, like doing I do stand up, and that's one of the things where it's just kind of like, well,
here we go.
Here I am with a microphone. There ain't no music playing behind me
right.
or nothing. I'm just going to tell you about
No videos or nothing like
that. So I commend you for that. And I'm excited to see the rest of this journey
yes.
into where the spectrum is going to kind of land on the next project.
The spectrum, I'll just say the spectrum is very evident. I'm just adding another aspect of...
Okay.
Yeah, of that. In the
project. Stones.
So we'll see.
All right. So before we talk a little bit more, let's get into another video. This has probably got to be,
oh my god,
my favorite video.
I was so shocked.
Yeah.
Shook
I give it the pass. I'm trying to think. Yeah, this is probably one of my favorite videos in a very long time. And before we get into it, I've been talking a lot about Kanye West over on this other show that I do called The DOT over on Twitch and Dash Radio. Make sure you guys check that out. And I just would love to have been a fly on the wall when Kanye saw this video because it's just done so well. Childish Gambino, Danny Glover, he was on Saturday Night Live this past weekend. I almost was going to play the performance because the performance was dope. But he dropped this video, which is just, you literally have to watch it like four or five times.
I did.
Seven to eight, just so you can really see everything that's going on in it. It's called This Is America. Take a look.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Girl. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm on Giddy. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool. On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
Yeah,
ooh, get it. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, work it. 100 bands. Contraband.
Contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Paco. Blah.
Childish Gambino, This Is America. I mean, literally, we could spend another 45 minutes to an hour talking about this video.
Sure.
I'm going to just hear what your thoughts are on it and your take on everything. Like when you first saw it, what was
when I first saw it, I genuinely wasn't even paying attention. Like I wasn't mindfully like watching this video to really see every single thing that was going on, and obviously that served purpose and it served intention because you were supposed to be distracted by what he was doing in comparison to everything that was going on in the background. And then I started seeing little things on Instagram like, oh, did you catch this? I'm like, no. So
I mean, even down to what he's actually doing.
Yeah.
People have taken away saying that he's dancing as the characters of Jim Crow, the cartoons of Jim Crow. And I mostly acknowledge that and really got into it with that first gunpoint. This was just, I mean, you can take so much away from it. Like, what do the children represent? You know, is it them representing that they have to live with this going on in the background and find joy out of it? Is it that we as a society are capable of, oh, okay, there's a murder here. Let's all focus on it. Now take it away and now we're on to the next.
Like, right.
Just.
I think it's just.
So dopely put together.
The first form of art that has blatantly just been like, look, you know,
and the sound and the visual together,
yes,
catch your attention,
and
they make you pay attention because I know exactly. Like you said, when someone first put this on for me, I was like, okay. And when he did that pose and shot right here, where he shot this man in the head, you can't not. You, from that moment, I was in. I was here for the ride. I rode along in it. And then you just keep looking back and back and back, and you start seeing all these little things in the background.
The little guy giving, like, the money gun, the people on their phones, like, recording it all from the top. Like,
and then the fact that every time it's shot, the gun is, like, placed, like, as if it's...
gently, like it's sacred or something.
Crazy.
Mucho crazy.
Shout out to Childish Gambino for that one.
Genius.
And make sure you guys check out his performance on Saturday Night Live with who so funny to introduce him, the guy home, what's his name, from
Get Out?
Get Out.
I don't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
We know who you are.
All right, so I was on iTunes the other day and came across this song, and my man and my roommate was like, who was that? And I was like, I don't know. Like, let me Google it, because I've never heard of this girl before. Uh-huh. And I was just, and it was this exact song. And I, come to find out, that she dropped a video for it. So we're gonna take a look right here. Her name is Kiana Ledé. The song is called Fair Play, and it's everything.
All right.
I think it's kind of funny. You could say you love me, turn around and play me. Yeah, I think it's kind of funny. You say things you don't mean, underestimate me, yeah. I have always done right by ya. Said you're never gonna lie by ya. Shit gon' come around full cycle. I flipped the script on you. Tell me why you mad, tell me why you hurt. Bet you didn't think that the tables would turn. You gon' fuck around, I'ma do the same. How you like that karma, how you like that karma? Yeah, that's just fair play. Ooh,
ooh. Kiana Ledé, Fair Play.
Sass.
You know what I mean? A little sass to it. I like the little alligator swamp boats. I wonder where she's from, actually.
Probably. Well, she's giving Louisiana vibes, you know, at the moment.
With that outfit, too, with the little frills on it. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, good gap formation.
Cute. Is she new? She's a new artist?
She seems newer. She has a lot of some content on iTunes.
Okay.
I've never heard of her or come across her, and usually the names
ring
some sort of bell if I haven't clicked and she's been out for the past 5 years.
Right.
So I would assume that she's newer. But she looks so familiar, and I'm wondering if she was like a Disney star or like an actress.
Probably
or
like on Camp Rock or a background.
You know what I'm saying? Like a little Zendaya.
High School Musical, you know what I mean? Yeah.
She's like, let me not come out when Zendaya's.
Right.
Yeah. And then I'll drop
Zendaya's look at the Met Gala slate, by the way.
Oh, okay. He was serving Joan of Arc realness. I was here for it.
But anyway.
We're going to skip the next song because we run out of time. So we ain't going to play Blue Lights. I'm going to play this girl. Her name is Victoria Monet. I've seen her. I've heard a couple of songs from her. I feel like she's growing into the artist that she was portraying. I think she was finding herself. And I feel like she's finally now landed. The song is called Freak. Take a look.
I've been feeling a way about the way you make way for all the mother girls with me. You said I was the one and you were right until we died, but now you acting differently. If you could just tell me what you really want, tell me what you really want now. If you could just tell me what you really want, tell me what you really want. Do you want a freak? Is that what you need? Do you want a freak? Cause that's what I'ma be. Do you want a freak? Is that what you need? Do you want a freak? Cause that's what I'ma be. Been feeling a way about the way you make way for all the mother girls with me. You said I was the one and you were right until we died, but now you acting differently. If you could just tell me what you really want, tell me what you really want now. If you could just tell me what you really want, tell me what you really want. Do you want a freak? Is that what you need? Cause that's what I'ma be.
Victoria Monet, Freak. All right, she's getting it. So like I said, I felt like she's growing into the woman and the artist in which she is. And so I'm excited to see this project coming from her. All right, we've been talking about it. James been ripping, roaring, ready to go. I heard it before the show started, and y'all are about to be in for a treat right now. Live from Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat, James Barmore with Nectar.
Hear me, listen. No time restrictions. My mind is vivid with the things that I want, but actions speak louder than words. Feelings increasing, senses going crazy, withholding nothing. Energy is aligned, ready to collide. There's no need to worry, don't have to feel my fantasy. No, don't want your money, prove your worth and tell me who's your baby. Oh, tell me again. Go deeper, promise it only gets sweeter to taste. Oh, the nectar we make, take me higher. Mm. Take me deeper now. Take me higher, yeah. Take me deeper. Hands on me, take what you want. I hear you talking, turning me on. Give me a taste of your forbidden fruit. See my caution, you still proceed. You smell my fragrance, basic instinct is to have me just how you want me. Right here in this moment, you tell me quietly, there's no need to worry. Don't have to feel your fantasy. No, you don't want my money, prove my word and tell you who's your baby. Oh yeah, tell me again. Baby, go deeper. Promise it only gets sweeter to taste. Oh baby, the nectar we make. Promise you'll make sweet love to me. I'm giving you everything you need. Don't play with it, get real gritty. This is our moment in time. So tell me who's your baby. Oh yeah. Sweeter to taste. No, the nectar we make, take me higher. Ooh, take me deeper.
Yeah. Hey, James Barmore, Nectar, Chromatic, spectrum. Where can everyone check you out, and where can everyone check out the album?
Everywhere. Social media, James Barmore, B-A-R-M-O-R-E. And Chromatic Spectrum is available everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, all that good stuff.
All that jazz. Thank you so much for blessing us with your voice.
Thank you for having me, Jesse. I miss you.
And your vibes. We do, too. We're going to have you come back so you can be here with Queen, too. So we can get a real turn.
Yes, on. I need that.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, you guys can hit us up at BHL The Beat across all social media platforms. If you know an artist, if you are an artist and you want to get on the show, hit us up at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. Every Wednesday, we switch up the time for y'all. We go live at 1:30. Hit us up. Till next week.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.